The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Every Tuesday, we visit with Congressman William Timmons for our Tuesday with Timmons. Good morning, Congressman. How are you, sir?
Good morning, Joey. Great to be with you. Doing well?
Always a pleasure. Last week, we were speculating on whether we are officially in a recession. Well, it's not. It is official if we go by the historical definition. However, as we have learned this past week, the Biden administration is trying to redefine what a recession actually is. What's the word on Capitol Hill among your congressional colleagues?
Nobody's buying what he's selling. I just hope he doesn't redefine the definition of war as Nancy Pelosi does and tries to antagonize China. I mean,
wow.
You know, I don't think this president would be worse at anything more than leading this country in a time of war. So let's pray that the Chinese don't do anything stupid. But, you know, I tell you, having a president that's asleep at the wheel is bad for the economy, is bad for our energy. It would be very bad for our national security if we are challenged.
What do you think she's actually trying to accomplish? Why is Pelosi suddenly wanting to go to Taiwan?
So the trip has been scheduled for a while, and I guess the Chinese have kind of taken this opportunity to leverage her previously planned trip, and they're trying to force us to take a softer stance. I do think that we should protect Taiwan 100%, and I do think that we need to have a strong line against China. But, you know, this president scares me, and he's incompetent. And our ability to navigate through tumultuous times with a very formidable adversary that doesn't have – I mean, I can only fathom Biden in – a time of war being like, well, what are their feelings going to be about this? What are we attacking people? Is that going to hurt the environment? What are we going to, it's just, it blows my mind the stuff that would come out of his mouth and his team's mouth as they discuss going to war. So, you know, I hope it doesn't come to that.
Could there be anything, Congressman, with the timing of this terrorist Al-Zawahiri struck down by a U.S. drone, any possibility that timing on that has anything to do with the potential visit of Taiwan? Or were we just maybe showing the Chinese what we're capable of doing?
I don't think so. The Chinese don't care about Afghanistan. They don't care about our withdrawal. If anything, no, I don't think it has anything to do with it. But I do think possibly, I mean, the Democrats just passed the CHIPS Act, which is going to invest hundreds of billions of dollars to try to remove dependence on China for supply chain issues. So, I mean, we're clearly taking a more antagonistic approach. We're investing in removing any reliance on China. So that's definitely at play here. But again, the Chinese know that we are weak. The Chinese know that our economy is going down the tubes because this president's incompetent. The Chinese know that we have weak leadership and that we're not going to do anything. We're not going to do anything. So I'm worried about the future of Taiwan, and I would be shocked if the Chinese did not try to take Taiwan in the next 18 months.
Yeah. Wow. All right, let's get back to Build Back Better. We thought it was dead. However, I guess you don't underestimate the ingenuity of the Democrats. They've now rebranded it to the Inflation Reduction Act of 2022. Joe Manchin has bought in. We understand that Senator Manchin is going to talk to Senator Sinema. Is there any chance that she may be a holdout?
There's a good chance that they're going to make some changes at this point. Senator Sinema has long opposed a couple of provisions of it, and at this point, any one vote or a little case of COVID could derail it. They don't have a lot of days. So I still think it's up in the air, but they're not going to give up trying, that's for sure. And, you know, it's remarkable that their solution to inflation and the highest gas prices that we've seen in a while is to raise taxes and to literally create an impediment to businesses investing. The 15% minimum corporate tax will disallow companies from investing and getting a full tax write-off for it. It's ridiculous. Now, granted, these are huge companies. They're $1 billion plus, but Amazon is what it is because every time it makes money, it reinvests it and it grows. And that creates jobs and that creates other taxes. That when you're building, that the building costs, whether it is through construction or through added labor, through permitting, whatever it is those costs come with taxes. So this has been long settled policy that the United States wanted to grow. This is going to be an anti-growth policy. 15% minimum corporate tax is going to be an anti-growth policy. And when we're in a recession, you don't want to push back on businesses growing. You want to facilitate it. So it's just bad policy. And I hate that they're doing this, and I hope it fails.
Yep. On our guest line this morning, Congressman William Timmons. First off, let me ask you, were you a bit surprised when Joe Manchin announced last week that he is going to support this?
That man does not do anything to surprise me. I hate to say it, I am a fan. He represents an extremely conservative district, and he surprises people often. He gets more hate from the left than any conservative. So, it doesn't surprise me, but I think he's trying to thread the needle to find some policy that he thinks is worthwhile. He did take it down from $4 trillion just really eviscerated their original plan. But I'm still not sure it's over. I still think that cinema is going to cause some problems, and I do think that a little case of COVID could go a long way right now.
Yeah. Well, now, and you mentioned that a minute ago. It's my understanding Texas Senator John Cornyn announced that he tested positive, so that could hurt, because it's my understanding the Senate does not allow any type of virtual voting, right? You have to be present.
Zero virtual voting.
Yeah.
It's very. I'm a big fan of them holding firm on that. And the House is ridiculous. We got people that haven't been to Washington in months, if not over a year. One guy was an airline pilot for like 16 months, never came to D.C. It's just so strange.
Wow. Yeah, so that could work both ways. If Senator Cornyn, I think I read where he announced yesterday. So he's going to be out for 5 days or so. But they're saying that this is probably not going to be a quick vote anyway. That it may be next week before we hear from Senator Sinema. All right, let's change topics again here. I spoke with Congressman Jeff Duncan on Friday, and he was giving me the details of his upstate, all of the above energy tour last week. I noticed you were part of that tour.
Yeah, Jeff's doing a fantastic job trying to get this country back to energy independence. I would put money on him being the chairman of the energy subcommittee gavel on the chairman of the energy subcommittee on the Energy and Commerce Committee, which is a huge post. Would be awesome for him to get. He's working really hard, and he knows what we need to do to get this country back on track, and I'm supporting him every chance I can.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive what we have here in the upstate, isn't it? I mean, you look at the what Duke Energy is doing with their Oconee County plant, Bad Creek. I mean, that whole process is intriguing to me.
Anybody that doesn't know about Bad Creek should look into it. It is a huge battery, and they pump millions of gallons of water from Joe Cassie up to a storage pond. It is truly incredible.
Yeah, quite amazing. Congressman William Timmons, is always a pleasure. We'll do it again next week.
Look forward to it. Be well.
All right, sure thing. Congressman William Timmons.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.